The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Whether you're listening to us live or you're listening to us on the podcast and wherever you're listening to us on the stream to across this country and even all of our friends in Europe. Hey, everybody, I hope you guys are enjoying lunch with us this morning. But, oh, man, what can I say? We're getting into our first little shot of what you want to call cold weather snapping on us, I think. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a cool night here. So it'll be okay. Everybody will enjoy it. So let's not go goofy and, you know, just put on a warm jacket and be okay. Make sure your garden hoses are all you know, drain so you don't have to go buy new garden hoses and stuff like that. But you know what? Hey, I have to tell you, first of all, it's been a wild week. And I mean, I've been to so many places around for dinners and fundraisers. The Antioch Lions Club, we had a big wild game dinner in Fox Lake this week. Absolutely the best food wild game I've ever had. It was fantastic. It was absolutely. And then I helped out with Santa last weekend coming in the Bass Pro Shops up in the Gurnee store and rewards night at Bass Pro Shops last night. We had well over 200 people in line for to get a free gift from Bass Pro Shop if you're a rewards club member. And just it was a great night. A lot of stories, a lot of big fish pictures I've seen. I really enjoyed it. And hey, once again, don't forget to send us your fishing pictures or your hunting pictures. We want to put them on for our Sportsman of the Week. We're looking forward to them. We seem got a little slowdown on those pictures, so let's get them back up, everybody, and send them to ChaunceyN@AOL.com. That's Chauncey, Chauncey, the letter N, like November, @AOL.com. We'll love to see those photos. And you know what? It's that time of the year. Oh, yeah. The deer are in rut. And if you don't know what being a deer in rut means, that means the boy deer, the male deer, the bucks, they are just, they've got one thing on the mind. And I used to make a laugh out of it for many years now. I said, the male deer are like the old days when everybody, the boys are on Rush Street and it's getting closing time. You know, they're having a great time with everybody in the bar. But, oh, my goodness gracious, I have seen deer broad daylight along the side of the road. If you driving through the forest preserves, slow down, really just slow down, because the deer, you know, the male deer are looking to mate and they're running. They don't even look where they're going. And they'll run across in front of your car. If you see one deer, if you see a doe run in front of you, literally, there's a buck. I could guarantee you there's going to be a buck right behind it somewhere. So please just slow it down, because you know what? If you hit a deer, you know, yes, there's you know, a loss of life to the deer, but there could be a loss of life to you because people are driving way too fast. You hit a deer, you lose control of your car, you wind up hitting a tree in the forest preserves or wherever you're at, you know, in Illinois or Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, it is the time that you just have to be careful. You really, really do. And, you know, it'll be all right. And there's still, you know, we're doing a little bit more fishing going on, a few other things. But you have to remember to tell all of your friends to listen to us on ESPN Chicago app or go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, www.chaunceysgreatoutdoors.com, and click on the word podcast. And you can hear today's show on the stream and listen to any of our other podcasts up there. So that'll be really a cool thing to do. The other thing I want to mention is on today's show, because we have to talk about that, we have Tom Berg. He's a writer and, ready for this, a squirrel hunter. When was the last time we talked about squirrel hunting? I've never. I love squirrel hunting. But we've got him coming on, and we're going to talk about how much fun squirrel hunting can be and make us feel like a kid again. Then Mike Rowe, an outdoor writer for Midwest Outdoors, a nationally recognized outdoor writer for NRA and several other magazines. He's a deer hunter who's going to tell us how even us, if we have a 5-acre, a 2-acre piece of land, wooded area, you know, near some farmland or whatever, if how you can get your big bucks out of those small areas, because they may not be living on it. They use them as throughs. And so that way, as the deer's going through the area, they use those spots, and you got to put yourself in the right spot. Here, we're going to talk to him about that. And then we'll have our Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan. I'm not sure what we're going to have there because they've been getting a lot of wind and a lot of you know, weather changes up there. So it'll be okay. But you know what? Right now, let's go to the Chauncey's Outdoors Newsroom and see what's coming up on the teletype machine.
Now let's go to the Outdoor Wire News teletype machine for some hot outdoor news. Springfield, Illinois, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will host 2 additional public meetings in Illinois about the Southern Waterfowl Hunting Zone in response to the hunter feedback they got regarding the timing of a split duck season for the season starting in 2026 going to 2030. That'll be a good meeting. All Southern Zone and current South Central Zone waterfowl hunters are encouraged to either attend the following meetings or contribute to the IDNR's information gathering process. On Wednesday, November 12th, between 6 and 8 p.m., Southern Illinois University, Lawson Hall, room 151, 1075 Lincoln Drive, Carbondale, or Thursday, November 13th, between 6 and 8 p.m. at Carlisle High School Cafeteria and Common Area, 1461 12th Street in Carlisle. Water zone boundaries have already been determined for the 26 to 30 seasons. Thus, these meetings are to gather information on season timing, split length, and split timing, and all that information. Advanced registration is not required. Madison, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering free tree seedlings for every fourth grade student in Wisconsin as part of the annual Arbor Day tree planting. I love that. Fourth grade students, principals, teachers, homeschoolers can now place seedling orders to coordinate delivery by completing the 2026 Arbor Day application by March 16th, 2026. Since 1984, every fourth grade student in Wisconsin has been eligible to receive a free tree seedling from the state nurseries to complement the Arbor Day observations and celebrations. That's a great idea. Planting seedlings from the state nursery is a great way to celebrate Arbor Day, which is dedicated to the increasing number of trees across the country to help improve the environment. For more information, contact Carrie Screven or at the Griffith State Nursery at 715-424-3700. I love that. Also, let's get some other outdoor pieces here. There are duck reports. Upper Peoria Lakes have 39,000 ducks in it this week, and the Banner Marsh has 131,000 ducks in it. That's kind of like the west central part of Illinois going towards the Mississippi. No reports we've received from any of the Wisconsin reporters who give us this information. A couple of clubs going on here. Chicagoland Muskie Hunters are meeting the second Tuesday of the month at the North Branch Pizza and Burger Company, 4520 West Lake Street in Glenville, Illinois. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and feature seminars, fishing reports, and great conversation. Admission is free, and for more information, call Jim Senya at 630 630-370-5509. 630-370-5509. The Des Plaines Lunkerbuster Fishing Club meets the second Tuesday of the month at the Des Plaines Public Library at 1501 Ellenwood Street in Des Plaines, Illinois. For more information, give Jeff Berger a call at 630-629-5681. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on! This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, we just kind of rolled over the border here in Indiana. We're talking with Tom Berg, who is an outdoor writer on Midwest Outdoors, excellent writer. But he also, Tom, you do a little bit of writing in Indiana, don't you?
Yeah, I write for a few different places. Mm-hmm. Midwest Outdoors is just one of them.
Yeah, and the neat thing was I read an article, Tom, about squirrel hunting, and you brought back so many memories of squirrels and squirrel hunting, and because, it's just fun, and they taste good, but it was just fun to squirrel hunt, isn't it?
Sure. Squirrel hunting is a lot of fun. That's how a lot of people get started on hunting in general with, small game like squirrels.
Yeah. And, squirrel hunting, depending on what state you're in, basically it starts like, is it August in some states, I want to say?
Yeah. In Indiana, it's August 15th.
Yeah. So from August 15th in Indiana, in other states, I know it's October 1, in other states in August also. But,
it's not easy, as you mentioned in your article, to hunt squirrels when the trees are full of leaves, is it?
Right. I mean, they're hard to see, and they're pretty good at hiding.
Yeah. Oh, God, they are good at hiding. And yeah. And let me tell you, I don't know, but I sometimes wonder if they don't have eyes as good as eagles and hawks.
They definitely will see you coming.
I know.
Even before you can see them.
Exactly it. They see you. I swear they can hear you and stuff like that. But once you start getting the leaves are dropping and, you know, we start getting into late October, November, when we, a couple of good windstorms, we lose a lot of leaves. How do I say this? Our side of the hunting improves and the squirrels have to worry a little bit more, right?
Right. Although, you know, with the leaves off the trees, they can see you coming. Seems like farther than when the leaves are on the trees.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you still have to sneak up on them.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Now, the interesting thing that we have gray squirrels. We have right. Fox squirrels. We you know, depending on where you are, there's even, well, they're actually gray squirrels, but they're melanistic, a black squirrel.
Right.
And, you know, they taste just as good. Don't worry about it, everybody. but, you know, the squirrel thing, I mean, they are just, you could say it's, you know, a small game, but you wind up teaching yourself a lot on how to chase these critters that are up in the trees or, you know, running around on the ground. And you literally have to become, it's like deer hunting. It just that. It's not that big of a mammal, I guess, would be the right word.
Right. And gray squirrels, like you said, they're smaller than the fox squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Here in northwest Indiana, we don't have many fox squirrels. You got to go at least an hour south of me to start seeing a lot of fox squirrels. So we pretty much just have the gray squirrels up, you know, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots and lots of them. So.
Oh, yeah. And
get into the woods and you can usually find quite a few.
Yeah. The, you know, some people, you know, use dogs. I know when they're squirrel hunting, just to, you know, kind of take the squirrel's eyes off of you and watching the dog, you know?
Right. I've never done that, but yeah, I know a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a Malamute Husky that I used to take hunting with me many years ago when I lived in the woods. And part of the problem was if I shot the squirrel and it hit the ground, now I had to chase the dog because the dog wanted to eat the squirrel.
Right.
But the thing is, you really have to hone your skills a little bit, I want to say, on just trying to become part of nature. If you're not using a dog, I mean, you have to basically sit, watch, and listen.
Right. A lot of people say they do more sitting than walking while they're squirrel hunting, just because if they can sit and be quiet, the squirrels tend to forget about them and come back out of hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then present a shot to them. So that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, because if there's no movement by you, they kind of take that, you know, edge off themselves of, you know, running away from getting, you know, eaten by a predator, you know?
Right. Seems like they think movement equals danger, so that's when they start hiding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, depending on what state you're in, if you're on private property, I know you can use a 22 rifle, which is a way a lot of kids started to learn how to squirrel hunt, right?
Right, absolutely.
That's where they got their, you know, and, you know, sitting there and holding a single shot 22 or a pump 22 or whatever. And then, you know, if you're on a state area, it's all pretty much shotguns, 20 gauge. And I think you like using a different one, don't you?
Yeah, I just started using a 410 shotgun. And, you know, when I first started squirrel hunting, I was using a 12 gauge, which was way too much gun.
Mm-hmm.
A 410 is much smaller, of course, and you do have to get closer to them, but seems like it's a lot more fun to me.
Hmm.
So I've been using Henry Rifles came out with a lever action 410, which is just a joy to shoot. So that's what I've been using lately.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they made a 410 shotgun.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And once again, you know, it's a lighter load. You know, you're not, a 12 gauge is overkill.
It was definitely overkill.
It's way overkill. And then you've got a 20 gauge. It's kind of like a middle of the road thing. Right. You know, the 410's not a bad one. The only problem with 410's is sometimes you got a hard time finding shells. So
yeah, that's very true.
if you find a box of them, buy them. Even if it's not the ones you use, buy them. But you know, you start and it's just, you sit, you listen. We're all deer. If you've hunted deer, sure. How many times have you thought you had a 300-pound deer walking through the woods and it winds up being a squirrel?
Absolutely. All the time. Either a squirrel or even a chipmunk.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You would think a chipmunk couldn't make that much noise, but he does, and so do squirrels.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you got the gun up, and you're like, okay, where is that? I know the deer's out there, and you're looking through your scope, and you're looking through your binoculars, and then all of a sudden you see the squirrel looking at you, and you go, no.
Yep.
You know?
It's happened to me many times.
Oh, it happens to everyone who's a deer hunter.
Yeah.
But, kind of like maybe squirrel hunting's our way at getting back at some of them, if you ask me. And, but once again, I've said it a couple times, they are great table fare, aren't they?
Sure. Absolutely. A lot of people turn their nose up at squirrel, but those people usually have never tried it. So I think squirrel's great.
Oh, it is. And I hate to say this to you, Tom, I was like that with the first time I was living in the woods, and you know, my neighbor 100 yards away, you know, his wife said, well, you know, go get a mess of squirrels. That's the technical term, everybody. You get a mess of squirrels and you know, bring it in and I'll cook it for you. And I had squirrel with a sour cream gravy that was absolutely to die for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I'm like, this is good. But she came from the boot of Missouri, so you know, she knew how to do squirrel right.
Yeah, right.
And stuff like that. But, you know, the thing with squirrel, it's they repopulate very well. You know, what was that?
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. Yeah, they repopulate very well. And, you know, you can, you know, harvest a mess of squirrels and you're really not hurting the population of the area because of, you know, food supplies and stuff like that. And depending on where, you know, you're hunting squirrels, first of all, you need to be in a mature forest, don't you?
Right. I mean, that's where I like to go. And that's where it seems like the most squirrels are.
Mm-hmm. And if you can find a farm field next to some wooded area where there's a little bit of standing corn up or just even, you know, corn that's on the ground, those squirrels are going to get a little bit extra, you know, belly fat on them. I can tell you that.
Right.
Because, 1 year I had a bushel of corn that I got from a farmer, and every day, a couple of days, I would put an ear of dry corn out of my bird feeder. And I watched this squirrel every couple of days. He'd come back there, eat that whole ear of corn. And by the end of the winter, I said, you know, that dang squirrel could feed a family of five.
Exactly.
He was just such a chunk on that. But it's really, it's the fun of going out, sitting. And if you're, even if you haven't done it in years, but taking somebody with you and sitting down and leaning against the tree, talking to a kid or talking to, you know, you're a hunter that may have never done it before. It right. just, it makes it special, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you bring, you know, a kid or one of your grandkids or a neighbor boy or girl or whatever, you know, just to get the youth involved is just a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I mean, it you have all the gear, literally. You know, you may have to wear an orange vest, depending on state law, an orange hat, but that's okay. in some states, you're not required to have that on. I can't remember which one's off the top of my head, but always go to your state hunting regs to double check.
Right. Yeah, you really don't need much equipment at all.
No. And, you can do this and it's enjoy, and they clean easy. Don't, if you go on online real quick, you can learn how to skin a squirrel and do all of that other stuff. And I mean, it's just, it's, if you do it once again, and like I said, at the beginning of us talking, Tom, and everybody, we're talking with Tom Berg, gentleman from writes for Midwest Outdoors and several other publications, and he lives just in Northwest Indiana and loves the outdoors, and so he's a great asset to all of us to go to. But if you think about it, it's just, we've got it all. Let's go back to the basics, and that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, that's where a lot of people cut their teeth on hunting, either squirrels or rabbits or, you know, small game like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they either keep doing it, or maybe they advance to deer hunting or waterfowl hunting or whatever.
Yeah. And if you're sitting down, maybe you're going to sit for 10, 15, even 20 minutes. If you're sitting there, you know, looking for some squirrels, I think you're going to be amazed at how much other nature is going to come by you. Now, they're not in season for you to harvest, but you're going to see raccoons. You're going to see rabbits. You're going to see deer walking by. You'll see a hawk or this or different kinds of birds. I mean, it really opens up your eyes to just be out in nature, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, I'm a bird watcher too, so I love just sitting there and looking and mm-hmm. hearing all the different birds. I mean, you'll hear different woodpeckers and blue jays and, you know, whatever. And it's just interesting to listen to them all and watch them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for coming on the program this morning and talking to us about squirrel hunting for a mess of squirrels.
My pleasure.
And it's, you know, we'll keep looking for you in Midwest Outdoors Magazine and any of the other publications that you're in. We'll try to keep an eye out for you, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water and just spending time surrounded by the colors of nature with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering up to $4,000 rebates on low boats, those roughneck, stingers, and select pontoon boats, all powered by your Mercury outboard for your fishing and hunting adventures for many years to come. But if you have a boat that you really love, but it needs a little zip in the engine, put a brand new 30 horsepower and up Mercury and let Waterworks repower your favorite boat with that new Mercury outboard, and it'll get you up to $1,500 rebate on certain models till November 30th. What a deal on a new Mercury outboard. So call Waterworks and enjoy a fun certified boat at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois, on December 1st and 2nd. Please bring your own non-toxic shell. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all hunters with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds are released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and hunting dog, if requested, compliments of the foundation, a hotel room Monday night with a banquet, with a silent auction, live auction, and more. Tuesday, get up, have coffee and donuts at your hotel, pick up your clean birds and go back into the field, or drive home if you want. So let's get all the Chauncey Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and click on the events and the director's hunt. So let's get all the Chauncey's Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you.
Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I want to thank everybody who's listening to us across the United States and to our, all of our friends in Europe that are listening to us on the ESPN stream, which is kind of a crazy thing when I think about it. But on the phone with me right now, we've got a gentleman who, man, he's got a pedigree behind him. You know, if you read his resume, it'd probably go 30 pages of papers, magazines, et cetera, seminars, et cetera. But we've got Mike Rowe. Is that, am I pronouncing him, your last name, Mike?
It's Rowe.
Roux, like
R-O-U-X.
All right, just like you make a roux for,
That's it.
Okay. Mike, you wrote an article that caught my attention because it specifically rattled a little brain cell, the only one that's working upstairs. It was about you have hunting small patches of cover for big bucks. And I think a lot of people think you need to have 40, 80, 120 acres. Nothing wrong with having it to hunt big bucks, but you really could do it on a smaller woodland lot. You just need to know it, right?
You need to know it, and you need to understand that. And the thing that I like to tell people whenever they bring this topic up, Chauncey, is the fact that you may have a 500-acre farm, but there's about a 5 or 10 acre honey hole on that farm somewhere, maybe two or three.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got 400 acres, you don't hunt 400 acres. You find the hot spot, and that's where you hunt. Well, I grew up in southeast Missouri. I grew up in National Forest, big timber. And you had to do a lot of scouting to find those good little honey holes. Later in life, I moved to northeast Missouri and west central Illinois. Well, there are no big tracts of timber. And I thought, well, there's not going to be any deer. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
The deer only as plentiful, but more often than not bigger. And these deer are living in 5, 10, 15, 20 acre woodlots on agriculture farms. And what I have found is that a mature buck in a 10 to 15 to 20 acre woodlot has total control. And that's just the way he wants it. Come this time of year, he wants total control. You find those spots. And then what I found to actually make it better is the runways between those 15, 20 acre woodlots, ditches, fence lines. I'm telling you, I learned a whole new appreciation for hunting ditches whenever I moved up north, because those are the runways between the honey holes.
Mm-hmm. Because deer are using those ditches. Most of them aren't as heavily grown with brush and saplings and stuff like that. But they're able, And a lot, most of them are straight. So if they pick up their head, they could see a fair distance, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
It keeps them
out of the spotlight, but right in the traffic whenever they're looking for does or looking to run off other bucks.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, God, I'm sure I mentioned it to you once before. I knew this one gentleman. I don't think he had under 5 acres of land that he bought off of a farmer or whatever. And that was the wooded area. And everything else was agricultural that the farmer kept for his crops, which I understand. And he, every year, this man was taking big bucks, big does. I mean, we're talking full body does. I mean, not little. And please forgive me to all my friends down in Alabama, not those German shepherd sized bucks that you guys are chasing down there.
Right.
We're talking, you know, deer that are, you know, clicking in at 225, 250, some of them up to, you know, 290, you know, and that's a lot of meat on the hoof. And that's because they have the agricultural, but they have their, as Superman would say, fortress of solitude. They've got the right. Wooded area they just roll into, right?
And the good part, if you're along the river anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and I hunted for 20 years on a farm, an Illinois farm on the Mississippi River, north of Quincy in Hancock, and the woodlot, what we call a woodlot on most farms, it was a swamp. And it was about 10 acres, and we had a stand at the north end and a stand at the south end. And of the 500 acres on that bottom land farm, mm-hmm. those two stands would kill big bucks every year because it was coming into or out of that swamp patch.
Yeah, yeah. And this, but I think so many hunters pass these spots up, which I don't understand why.
Well, because they don't think 5 acres is going to hold any deer. And you know what? It may or may not. I don't care how many deer sleep there. I care how many deer go through there in a 24-hour period. I want that pinch point, that runway, the access point from point A to point B. They've got to go up this ditch, or they got to go through this swamp. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for their travel corridor.
Mm-hmm.
You get, again, the swamp patch up there was the bedding area. They were coming out north and south to hit the corn and soybeans to feed.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect. And that swamp patch was less than 5 acres.
No. Oh. And these deer, you know, especially this time of the year, and I know people say, well, you know, the rut comes mid-November. No. The rut starts showing up in October because,
yeah.
You know, the deer, you know, I live in the suburbs of Chicago, and I'm literally almost surrounded by forest preserve. And for the last 3 weeks, I've been seeing these big bucks acting pretty stupid, for lack of a better term, except for one. I will say, I'm going to give one credit. He was a smart buck. But, I mean, you know, these deer are just, you know, they've only got one thing on their mind. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, everybody, you know.
My rut calendar, the red days are from Halloween to the 10th of November. In fact, I was in the stand this morning. I'll be back in the stand as soon as we're through talking. I only came out to talk to you today,
John. Okay, thank you very much. Now, and you know, these, once again, the trick there is, you know, camouflage, you know, breaking your silhouette up because, you know, deer can't count legs. They really can't. And, they, you know, as long as their body doesn't look like a human, the face is what scares more deer off than anything because any movement they see, they kind of go, hey, what's that? But, you know, they're licking their nose to get the scent of a doe. That's, I mean, they are just mindset on this right now.
That's a fact.
You know, they're you know, sniffing the air, and they're not sniffing for you. They're looking for a doe in heat, and it's like, ah, I think I'm going to take a walk down this ditch for a while, you know?
if they get a snoot full of estrus and then get a snoot full of you, they don't care. The estrus has their mind in one spot and one spot only.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just like the young guys in the bars in downtown Chicago. You know, and I mean, that's, they are just, you know, goofy. And really, you know, this is where learning what's the patch of land that you have to hunt is so important. You mentioned, you know, ditches. You, everybody, you don't look at, you know, something that's like a two track going through. Two tracks are great. I'm not saying not to, but, you know, two tracks are, you know, are great, but remember, deer don't stand 12 feet tall. You know, deer will walk through a path through the trees and brush that maybe only 2 foot wide, 2.5 foot, maybe 3 foot wide and 6 feet tall, if that, 5 foot tall, because they got their head down a lot, right?
Yeah. Shallow ditches and grown up fence lines. Those are the corridors, especially after the crops come out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the corn's still standing. They've got hundreds of acres of cover. When that corn comes out, they are now confined to those brushy runways, those fence rows, those ditches, those hedge lines. And I don't hunt in them, but I hunt on either end of them, because those runways are going to be attached at each end by a woodlot.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get them coming and going out of those woodlots into that ditch.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to, I'm not a deer hunting expert. You know, I've had numerous ones in my freezer, but when you're hunting these woodlots near agriculture, those deer normally don't. I mean, you know, walk 40 yards out into the open field unless there's something out there for them to eat or whatever. But they really do walk closer to the tree line, the tall grass.
Deer are edge animals.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they are most comfortable, because that's where all of their senses can be used to the maximum. Mm-hmm. Whenever they're in deep timber, you know, they got to listen, they got to smell. Whenever they're out on the edge, they can also use their eyes, and they just get a lot more comfortable, and they will use the edges. Yeah, you're going to see, you know, first thing in the morning and late at night, you're going to see deer crossing grain fields, going from one spot to another.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever they're on their normal path, they're going to be close enough to cover that in two steps they're gone.
Yeah, they disappear in that two step, pop, pop, and they're gone.
Yes, exactly, and they know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, yes. I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm leaning back, Mike, and I'm going, I want to go deer hunting right now.
Yeah, exactly. Don't fight that feeling. Don't fight that feeling. Go.
I want to go sit there with my longbow or my crossbow, and when shotgun season starts, you know, I want to get in the day. And a lot of these same areas that we're talking about now that people are bow hunting, these are the same areas you want to be sitting in for your gun season, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because these are the comfort zones for these deer.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the slightest bit of pressure, they're going to go to their comfort zone. And if you're on the edge of that waiting for that to happen, you know, that's whenever everything comes together perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And yes, a deer is living outdoors all the time. And when the weather changes, it gets blustery or rainy or icy or snowy or whatever, those deer are going to pull more into these small wooded patches just to get out of the wind, hunker down in the tall grass so they're not feeling it.
And this is what I tell people all the time. They said, well, we had a storm and the deer left. What? No. They're already home. They don't have someplace else to go.
Yeah.
They didn't all go run to the cattle barn and stand inside while it rained.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they live. It's how they survive. They may and I've seen this in a rainstorm. I've seen deer stand still motionless for well over an hour.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And when the rain stops, they give one or two good shakes and go about their business. It's just another day for them.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the stand miserable, trying to keep everything dry. And for them, you know, it's just another Friday.
Amazing. Well, I mean, and we just want, like I said, I read Mike's article in Midwest Outdoors, and I said, I've got to get him on here, because so many times people don't think that that little patch can do it, and that little patch can produce so much. And especially if that little patch has got, you know, different trees in it that drop, you know, acorns or this, or it's got something else growing that's going to be food for the deer, because they'll eat the food outside of that wood patch in the farm fields. And then when there's not none of that's around and there's nothing laying on the ground anymore because they scarfed it up like a vacuum cleaner, they're going to pull themselves back looking for the nuts, the acorns, the shoots from, you know, smaller trees and stuff like that to gnaw on, because that's where their buffet comes from.
Right.
You know? Oh, my God. So,
and here's the best piece of advice I can give to your listeners.
All right.
When it comes to deer hunting, you cannot outrun a deer. You cannot outsmell a deer. You cannot outhear a deer. Their brain's the size of a ping pong ball. You should be able to outthink the deer every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Process that for just a second.
Yeah.
Whatever the deer is doing naturally, we call it instinct. Whatever the deer is doing instinctively, it's habitual. Are you smart enough to figure out their habits and use their own habits against them in the field?
Mm-hmm. Excellent words of advice.
The good Lord did not give animals the ability to think and reason. He gave that to us. Animals only react to stimuli. They react positively to positive stimuli, negatively to negative stimuli. The common term for that is instinct.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is use their own instincts against them, because we can think it out in reason. They can't.
Yeah.
And my best example, you've been in the stand, you're stiff, it's cold, and you stand up and you stretch, and when you sit back down, 60 yards behind you, a deer blows. Oh man, I've blown it. I blew the entire day. I messed up. I might as well go home now, because that deer blew. He smelled me, and now it's over. Okay, now it's whenever I want you to start using your brain. You got a 4 or 5 year old buck behind you, and he takes a breath and smells you. Do you think instinctively he's going to turn around and make the loudest noise he can possibly make to give away his position? No. When a deer blows at you, he's blowing for one reason. He's not sure. He is blowing all that air through his nostrils so that his next breath is new information. And then he might blow again so that his next breath is, he's trying to find out for sure. If a deer blows at me, I have the advantage, because now I know he's not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll grunt, or I'll lightly rattle. I will change his instincts from a negative stimuli to a positive stimuli. And I will make him, from the fact that he took a breath, wasn't sure, snorted loud, gave away his position, I'll now use that against him, and I'll start feeding him positive stimuli, maybe with a grunt call or a bleat call, and get him to relax first and then become curious and come in and take an arrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, what you just said about the deer and their instincts and their nose and everything else, everybody needs to hear this 2 or 3 times. So just go to the podcast and re-listen to, you know, your interview, because this will help you get a lot more deer down the road, whether it's, you know, archery season, gun season, black powder season, whatever you're hunting. It's going to help you out a lot. And if somebody wants to read some of your stuff in other areas, where are you? Where can they find your articles, Mike?
The best place I can send you, since I am on staff with the NRA, I write for the American Hunter. If the listeners will go to AmericanHunter.org, type my name in the search bar, Mike Roux, R-O-U-X, then a list of several dozen articles will come up.
Okay, cool.
Deer, turkey, shooting, everything.
Well, I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the phone with you, my friend, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Everybody, that's Mike Roux. You heard him with the NRA, but he's also with Midwest Outdoors Magazine and many newspapers throughout Missouri, Southern Illinois, and other places. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water and just spending time surrounded by the colors of nature with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering up to $4,000 rebates on low boats, those roughnecks, stingers, and select pontoon boats, all powered by your Mercury outboard for your fishing and hunting adventures for many years to come. But if you have a boat that you really love, but it needs a little zip in the engine, put a brand new 30 horsepower and up Mercury and let Waterworks repower your favorite boat with that new Mercury outboard, and it'll get you up to $1,500 rebate on certain models till November 30th. What a deal on a new Mercury outboard. So call Waterworks and enjoy a fun certified boat at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price.
Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois, on December 1st and 2nd. Please bring your own non-toxic shell. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all hunters with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds are released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and hunting dog, if requested, compliments of the foundation, a hotel room Monday night with a banquet, with a silent auction, live auction, and more. Tuesday, get up, have coffee and donuts at your hotel, pick up your clean birds and go back into the field, or drive home if you want. So let's get all the Chauncey Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and click on the events and the director's hunt. So let's get all the Chauncey's Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
That's just such a great song, Bing Crosby and Satch. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Sarah, for bringing us back into the program. And, hey, everybody, let's give a round of applause to Mario for keeping me online here like he does every week. Hey, it's that time of the – it's the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Remember, ask for that Chauncey price when you call him. Aiden says, Papa, between school, hockey, and the wind, it's been a little tough to go fishing. Well, okay. But Dad and I insist took a ride down to Lake Michigan to watch the huge, big word, huge waves hitting the piers and the lighthouses. Wow. That was cool. Very few pier and surf anglers are out on Lake Michigan. Steelhead did get a little bit of action, but it's on the slow side. Uncle Tom told me to tell you the yellow perch fishing has improved in Lake Erie, going east of Stony Point, about a half a mile from the Michigan-Ohio border. Minnow rigs with the feathers are the most successful, with red feathers being providing better color to go with. Love your fishing magician, Aiden. See you on Thanksgiving. Oh, cool. Always nice. Nice. Now he's coming in. Hey, you know, with the water temperatures dropping, fish metabolism is slowing down, meaning don't get goofy. You know, make your baits smaller, presentation smaller, natural colored baits to match what's, you know, this time of the year is out there. Walleye and perch minnows and soft plastics work close to the bottom because that's where that ground is warmer, and that's where they're trying to pick up some warmth from. So just slow your presentation down for the next couple months, and we'll talk about that more. Light fishing pressure in the Cook County Forest Preserves. We're seeing that activity there. Lake Michigan perch action is on the cusp of moving into the Calumet River and 87th Street area for shore and boat anglers. Well, Mario's telling me his show's coming to an end. And our friends in Southern Illinois, crappie action is good in Shelbyville, Wren, and Carlisle. Well, I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend, Apensui Majuat. He says, the act of hunting is considered sacred and requires rituals to express gratitude to the animals for providing for us. The act of hunting is considered sacred and requires rituals to express our gratitude to the animals for providing for us for our table. Remember to thank them when you harvest them. And that's a very true statement. Whether you're fishing, birding, pheasant chasing, duck hunting, deer hunting, thank them for what they've given us to bring home for the millennia through all of time. And once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everybody. Take care.